Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the Gospel of Luke. We'll be reading from the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel, verses 1 through 8, and it is found on page 911 of your Pew Bible. So at this time, let us listen to God's word for us. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Vindicate me against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterwards he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" It's the word of the Lord. Eternal God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have you ever been tempted to quit? Have you ever thrown your hands up in frustration and said, "That's it, I quit"? Maybe you were trying some diet for the purpose of losing weight, and after spending some time on the diet, it didn't yield the results that you wanted, and you said, "I quit. If I'm going to give up my chocolate chip cookies, I need some results," and so you quit. Or maybe you had a job that held some promise in the beginning, but after a while, you kept meeting with frustration after frustration, and you said, "You know, I'm out of here. I quit." Or maybe you're in a relationship that doesn't seem to be going any place, and one day you wake up and you say to yourself, "I can do bad by myself. I quit." We've all been there and done that. We've all quit at some point during our lives, not because we are quitters necessarily, but because we have certain expectations, and when those expectations aren't realized, we give up. Maybe we have even had people who have quit on us. Maybe we promised something and didn't follow through or haven't followed through yet, and so people quit. They stop believing in us and trusting in us. They quit. Happens to the best of us. There are even some people, believe it or not, who have quit on God. They have quit believing in God and trusting in God, having faith in God. They quit. People quit their relationship with God for all kinds of reasons. But I would venture to guess that 9 times out of 10, when people give up on God, it's because they have prayed for something that didn't happen. Maybe they prayed for a sick relative to be healed and they never got better. Maybe they prayed for someone who was addicted and they are still addicted. Maybe they prayed for a job and they are still jobless. Whatever it was they prayed for, they prayed, and it didn't happen, and so they quit. They quit praying to God, quit trusting in God, quit expecting anything from God. Maybe you know people like that. Someone once said that the most dangerous time in worship is when the preacher says, "Let us pray." It's dangerous because every time we pray to God, our trust and faith in God is on the line. And if we are continuously disappointed, we quit. We may continue to go to church, we may continue to do religious things, but our relationship with God is like a married couple whose love has grown cold. They continue to go through the motions, but there's no real trust, no real relationship. They've quit. And we sometimes quit as well. Jesus knows how easy it is for us human beings, weak and frail as we are, to lose heart, to become discouraged, to give up on God. And so Jesus tells a story, a parable about a woman who refuses to quit. We've already had occasion earlier in the year to remark on Luke's concern for women. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is constantly reaching out to women. In the ancient world in which Jesus lived, women had no rights or no standing. They weren't the kind of people that anyone would listen to. But the story that Jesus tells this morning is not about just any woman, but it's about a widow. A woman without a man in a man's world to protect her and to take care of her. So this is an extremely vulnerable woman. The Bible, as many of you know, has a lot to say about widows and orphans and immigrants, those who are the most vulnerable in society. There's always an obligation to take care of them. You can't just throw them away. You can't just ignore them. Widows are very important, and for that purpose, we would think that this woman would be readily heard. But also in this story that Jesus tells is a judge. Not a good judge, but an unjust judge. He doesn't fear God, nor does he respect human beings. He doesn't care what the Bible says. And if he's the kind of person who doesn't listen to God, then certainly he's not going to listen to a widow. She has no power, no money, no standing, none of the kind of things to get you listened to in our world. But every day this woman shows up in court and she requests the same thing. Give me justice. That's what she says. In our reading this morning, it had vindication, but the word there is actually justice. Give me justice. Do right by me. You are a judge. You're the one that's supposed to bring about justice, so give me justice. She goes every day, and that's what she says. And every day, this judge ignores her, pretends she's not there, puts her case in the back of the docket. You know how that kind of thing goes. I'm sure there were probably other people in the courtroom, people who probably pulled this widow aside and said, you know, you're just a widow and this judge is an unjust judge. Your faith in the system of justice is admirable, but it's not going to work. Your petitions are not going to be heard. You're just wasting your time. Don't do this to yourself. Just quit. But the woman doesn't give up. She won't quit. She keeps coming back again and again and again, asking for the same thing, asking for justice. And finally, we are told, she wears the judge down. Finally, he just gets tired of looking at her, tired of listening to her. He just wants to get this woman out of his hair. She's like a boxer who refuses to give up. And indeed, in the Greek, that's what the judge says. She's giving me a black eye. She's wearing me out. And so he gives this woman the justice that she demands. And Jesus says, listen to what the unjust judge says. This parable that Jesus tells has many parts to it. It's just a little parable, but it's packed full. First of all, it's a parable about prayer. That's what Luke tells us from the very beginning, that Jesus tells this parable so that they will pray always and not lose heart, not become discouraged, not give up. God wants us to pray. God expects us to pray. God commands us to pray and to pray constantly. There's something about prayer that not only touches the heart of God, but also touches and changes our own hearts. Prayer helps to shape our hearts and imaginations so that God's priorities also become our priorities, so we are called to pray and to pray constantly. If we really believed in the efficacy of prayer, of course, we'd be praying all the time. Nothing could keep us from praying. We'd be praying about everything if we really, really believed in prayer. But Jesus says, continue to pray. That doesn't mean that prayer is easy. It's not. Contrary to what some people might have us to believe, sometimes God answers our prayers and gives us what we pray for if it's in accordance with God's will, but oftentimes prayer is about waiting and trusting in the face of delayed promise, waiting and trusting that our lives are in the hands of a loving God no matter what happens to us. So Jesus says, don't quit. Don't quit praying, even when it appears that God is silent. Especially when it appears that God is silent. Pray, pray like the widow. Pray like your life depends on it, because oftentimes it does, it really does. Life in God, our life in God depends on it. And so Jesus says, pray and do not quit. The second thing that this parable is about, of course, is about justice. That's what the widow in our text asks for. She doesn't ask for anything else, but she asks for justice. She wants the judge to make things right with her. That's what justice means. Make things right. You know, we often care about justice in our own country. We want things to be right. I saw a documentary about a week ago about coal mining in the early part of the last century. Coal mining, which was dangerous and dirty work. It was often done by unskilled immigrant laborers who were treated harshly and paid very little. They weren't considered to be people, just expendable laborers, and that's the way they were treated. No benefits, no consideration. Someone got hurt and demanded more money. They could easily be replaced by the hordes of other immigrants. And then they began to organize and demand their rights. Give us justice, they said. Do right by us. They were often rebuffed, sometimes violently, but they kept coming back again and again and again. Give us justice. Give us our rights. Give us what's right. They didn't quit. And that's what Jesus is saying in this parable this morning. He's saying, don't quit. Don't lose heart. Continue to seek justice. Not just any kind of justice, of course. Jesus wants us to pray for God's justice. You see, that's what the people of God has always prayed for. They've always prayed for God's justice to break into the world, for God to make things right. That's what the kingdom of heaven that people were waiting for was about. It was about God making things right. Earlier in Luke's gospel, Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray. And the first thing that Jesus says is, pray for the kingdom of God. Pray for that time when God will break into the world and make things right. That's what we pray for every Sunday. When we pray for peace in the world, when we pray for an end to violence, when we pray for children around the world that don't have what we often take for granted, when we pray for healing, when we pray for reconciliation, what we are praying for is that God will somehow, someday, make things right. But we live in a world where things are not right. We live in a world filled with violence. We live in a world filled with injustice. We live in a world filled with crying children. We live in a world where people are killing each other every day. And so it becomes easy for us sometimes to want to quit, to give up on God. Lord, when are you going to make things right? When are you going to break into this world and bring justice? When are you going to do it? Jesus says, don't quit. In the face of that kind of world, Jesus says, don't lose heart, don't quit, continue to pray for God's justice, continue to pray for the kingdom of God, continue to pray that God will make things right. Don't quit. So this parable is about prayer, and it's about justice, and it's about God wanting us to be persistent in praying for God's justice to break into our world. But this parable is more than that. It's also about faith. It's also about trust in God. That's what Jesus says at the end of the story. Will the Son of Man, when he comes back, find faith on earth? Will he find people who still are in a relationship with God? Will he find people who still have faith in God, people who are still praying to God, people who are still expecting God to act in their lives and in the world? Will the Son of Man find faith? Sometimes I wonder that myself. Will Jesus find faith? Will he find, even in the church, people who trust him and have faith in him? People who really believe in him? People who are really praying to him? People who really want justice in this world? Not only who are praying for justice, but who are actively involved in bringing about a more just world? Will he really find that? Sometimes I believe that even we in the church live in quiet despair. We accept the world the way that it is. We don't really believe that things can get better, and so we content ourselves with the way things are. We tell ourselves that this is just the way the world is. The world is meant to be divided. It's meant to be divided on lines of race and class. It's meant to be divided with people killing each other. It's meant to be divided with kids in faraway places crying because their bellies are full and are not full, and kids in other places having more than what they can eat. It's meant to be that way, and we accept that because we've quit trusting and having faith in God. We've quit really praying and expecting God to move and to act in our world. It's important to understand that Jesus, in this parable this morning, is not saying that God is like the unjust judge. Jesus is not saying that God is a cold and uncaring deity whom we have to keep nagging and nagging and nagging in order to get God to hear our cries. The point here is one of comparison and contrast. What Jesus is saying here is that if even this unjust judge, this judge that doesn't fear God, that doesn't respect human beings, that doesn't even care about justice, if even this judge can relent in the face of this persistent woman, then how much more so will God, who loves us, will God, who cares about us, with God, who is concerned about righteousness and justice, how much more so will God hear our cries? So don't quit. Don't quit believing in God. Don't quit trusting in God. This parable is mostly about the character and the nature of God. There are those moments in Scripture in the Old Testament where people will pester God. They will call God to account. Moses will say, Lord, didn't you promise this? Don't you remember that you promised this? You promised to do this. You said that this is what you were going to do. You said that you would do this. Remember what you said? Their prayers, where they are not nearly pestering God, but they are defending God's character. They're saying in their speeches to God, God, I believe in you. I believe in your righteousness. I believe in your justice. I believe in your providence. I believe in you. I believe you are a righteous and just God whose will is for the good of your children. And how do they know that? They know it because of their relationship with God. And that's how we know it too. This is the God who came to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the God who loved us persistently all the way to the cross. I heard a story that a preacher was telling about a friend of his, a woman that used to work for the telephone company. The telephone company was a place that used to have a great deal of respect out in our society. People used to say, this was before 911, that if you had a problem, just call the operator and the telephone company and they would help you, make sure you had help. This lady worked for customer service, and she said that one day someone called the telephone company and wanted to help with their particular service. And the problem was not a problem that was under the purview of the telephone company. It was really a problem that the woman had to solve herself. But the lady on the other end began talking about the telephone company and how much she respected the telephone company and the high regard that she had for the telephone company. And the operator on the other end knew that the credibility of the telephone company was on the line. And so she took the time to help this woman with her problem. Something similar is being said in this parable about prayer and about God. Jesus is saying that if even an employee of the big impersonal telephone company will ultimately be true to the good character of the company, then how much more will our Father in heaven be true to all of us? Don't quit. Don't quit on God. Don't stop believing in God. Don't stop praying to God. Don't quit expecting God to move in your life. Jesus told this parable so that we will pray always and never, never, never quit. Let's pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for your loving presence in our lives. We give you thanks for reminding us that you are with us at all times. We ask, Lord, that you empower us to pray and to pray persistently and constantly. We ask, God, that you continue to give us a sense of justice, of your justice, of the breaking in of your kingdom where there will be no more tears, your kingdom where weapons will be beat into implements of peace, your kingdom where children will lead the host of humanity onto your holy mountain and all will share in your feast. Most importantly, Lord, we ask that you help us not to quit having faith in you and trust in you. We give you thanks for your love for us. And we ask, Lord, that you help us to find the courage and the strength to love you with all of our hearts and all of our mind and all of our strength. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.